This is Ashley from ReloGeek.com, and welcome to Ship More Cars, brought to you by Relo Academy,
an auto transport broker training course designed to take your business from rookie to pro in as little as 8 weeks.
If you're an entrepreneur looking to build a successful auto transport business and ultimately learn how to ship more cars, then this podcast is for you. Hey guys, this is Ashley from ReloGeek.com, and you're listening to episode 5 of Ship More Cars, brought to you by Relo Academy. And today, I wanted to talk to you about something that has been bothering me. One of the questions I get all the time is always about auto transport leads and how to convert clients and those things, those really fancy questions. But something that nobody ever really pays attention to is insurance. Now, see, there's this thing going around, right, where brokers are always saying, hey, I'm licensed, bonded, and insured, or be careful of companies that aren't licensed, bonded, and insured. And people really don't understand the concept of brokering insurance. And as I'm sitting here explaining it to customer after customer, client after client, and even down to my students are asking me, like, Ashley, what is insurance? Like, what kind of insurance do I need? I realize most brokers, even the established ones, don't realize what exactly insurance is from a brokering standpoint. And it's bothering me because I see it so much that they're just using it like it's their play toy. Like, seriously, how the hell can you be telling clients something and yet you don't even know what insurance is or where to get the insurance from? Okay, so I decided to take this episode to talk to you guys about insurance. And I know it's not fancy, I know it's not jazzy, but this is imperative that you learn this because I don't want you to go out there and make the same mistakes. And if you're listening to this and you're established already, I don't want you to continue making this mistake. So let's talk a little bit about that. Now, let's start with license, right? So license, being a licensed broker just means you have your MC number, an MC number or your motor carrier number. You get this by filing through the FMCSA website. It's like $350 or something like that. And it takes about 3 weeks for you to get. During this time, you also have to be bonded, right? Because if within 30 days after you file for your MC number, if you're not bonded, then meaning if you don't have that $75,000 on file, they're going to reject your application and you're going to lose your money basically. So you have to be bonded. Now, this is where the gray area is, okay? Because this is where that line between insurance and bonding is blurred. Bonding is the $75,000 that you have on file, right? But according to the FMCSA site, if you go on there and you search for any auto transport broker, and no, not search for any auto transport broker. If you search for an auto transport broker on there, I don't want you to think, what? Is that the name of the company I'm searching for? I can just imagine somebody going on there and typing in any auto transport broker. Anyways, corny, I know, but that's me. Who cares? Anyway, so if you go on there and you search a company, like you search ReloGeek or something like that, and you see, and then all my company information comes up, at the very bottom of there, you're going to see something that says, does this company have insurance on file? And it'll say yes or no. And then you can click into their history and see who their insurance company is. And when you do that, you're going to see the bonding agent's name there. So you see the correlation there? Like, the bond is the actual $75,000, but according to the FMCSA site, they categorize your insurance as the person who has your bond. So in my case, Pacific Financial, they're the one who I have my $75,000 bond through. So when you check my company's file, you're going to see where it says Pacific Financial is the name of my insurance. Now, does that mean that you as a customer or a client of mine, if your car is damaged, that my bond is going to cover it? No, it doesn't. Or that my quote unquote insurance. And this is the freaking gray area that pisses me off about brokers. I don't understand. You don't have to lie. First of all, people are smart, and especially the people that are listening to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/ReloGeek or people that are listening to this podcast. They may not be people that are trying to become a broker or that are brokers.
They could be people that want to ship their car. So I'm trying to help you to make a better choices in your business. And one of the things I can tell you, lying is not going to help you. Yes, in the short run, if you really want me to be honest, yes, it will. You will book clients from lying. But then you're going to be that company with a ton load of bad reviews because you didn't lie to the customer. And do you really think that customer is going to refer you after you've lied? No, they're not. Even if their car got there safely, they're going to still say, well, I use this company, but blah, blah, blah. Or I use this company, but, you know, I found out that they lied. You're better off going to the carrier. And what's going to happen is instead of them referring you to that friend, they're going to tell them how great of a job the carrier did. Now you lost a potential referral. And as I teach you in Relo Academy, the training program, referrals are better than testimonials any day. You give me a referral, I'll take that over a testimonial any day. Y'all can have your transport reviews. I can give less than two craps about transport reviews. Honestly, I want the referrals. When my clients tell their friends and their coworkers that, hey, Ashley is the shiznit, you need to book with Ashley. And then I get a call that says, hey, you know, Stacy referred me to you and you come highly recommended. These are the calls that I'm getting. And these are the calls I want you to get. So licensed, bonded, and insured, BS. I call BS on that. You start telling your clients that I'm licensed and bonded, but my bond does not cover you. What covers you is the carrier's insurance. And even then, you need to have your personal insurance, but that's a conversation for another day. Maybe I'll talk about that in another episode. The point of this is, and I'm begging you, if you're a broker right now, or if you're trying to get into brokering, please, please, please do not start lying to the customers, telling them you're licensed, bonded, and insured. And if you're in doubt, find out, research, do your research and find out. Call your bonding agent, talk to them, find out exactly what insurance is. I'm just telling you from experience, when I go onto the FMCSA website and I look up any company, it shows insurance on file. And when you click it, it shows that that is the bonding agent. And I did that with my company. I did that with other companies. I did that with companies I'm working with to make them better. So that's your tip for the day. That's it for this episode. Thank you guys for Ship More Cars. I'm your host, Ashley from RelogeeK.com. I will see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ship More Cars podcast brought to you by Relo Academy.
Visit RelogeeK.com for show notes and to find ways to connect with our growing community.